Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're looking at Mitzvah Yud Aleph for those of, well, for those of you who didn't receive the email. I have a feeling you all did. Did you? Fine? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The 11th Mitzvah. Let's go through it, and then we'll, let's just first read it, and then we'll go back and we'll be in Dayak a little bit. So, first of all, just to put it in context, just to make sure that we don't rob the Rambam of the effect of the context. So, like, Mitzvah number 8 is to imitate the Almighty. Mitzvah number 9 is Kiddush Hashem. Mitzvah number 10 is to read Shema. We actually looked at Mitzvah number 10 in a previous session. To read the words of Shema, that's Mitzvah number 10. Mitzvah number 11, surprise, surprise, since Shema generates a lot of things, a lot of mitzvahs come out of Shema. So Mitzvah number 11 is, Hishatzivanu, it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, Lilmod Chachmas HaTorah, to learn the wisdom of the Torah, Ulalamdo, and to teach it. Zehu Shenikra Talmud Torah, and that is what is called Talmud Torah. I just have to be straight with you to tell you that the older prints of the Sefer HaMitzvos have Shetzivanu Lulmad Torah, not Lulmad Chachmas HaTorah. We'll talk about that. They have the commandment to learn Torah. This one is Lulmad Chachmas HaTorah. We'll have to see if there's a difference and what it might be. Zehu Shenikra Talmud Torah. That's what's called Talmud Torah. Zehu Amro. And this is what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Pasuk, Vishinan Tam Levanecha. You shall teach them to your children. Okay. The Lashon Sifri, the language of the Medrash Sifri, is Levanecha Elu Tamidecha. The word Levanecha means your disciples. The Sifri continues and says, and indeed you find in all places Shehal Tamidim Kriyim Banim, that Tamidim are referred to as Banim. Shenema, as it says, Vayetzu B'nei HaNeviim. As it says, the B'nei HaNeviim went out. There it's talking about the Talmidim of the Nevi'im. It's clearly not talking about the biological sons of the Nevi'im, and there it uses the word B'nei. Therefore you see Talmidim are called Nevi'im. Rashi and Chumash actually goes through the pains of quoting the rest of that Pasuk of Ayetzu B'nei HaNeviim. Asher B'feis El. Actually the Pasuk says Asher B'feis El, and then Rashi quotes it and says Asher B'feis El, because Rashi, I think, is trying to let you know that B'nai and Nevi'im there doesn't just mean products of like sons of Nevi'im. He's actually put in the whole passage to let you know that it was really the place where they were studying. Okay. But anyway, the point is, that's the Sifri. So the Rambam quotes that Sifri here to tell you that Shinam Tulamanacha means teach the Talmidim, not your children. V'sham Namar, there it says in the Sifri, V'shinantam, you shall teach them. Shiyuhum mechudadim b'saf picha. It should be sharp in your mouth. Kisha adam shalcha davar. When a person asks you something, lo zehem agamgin lo. You shouldn't like stammer, stutter. Ela amor lo miyad. But rather respond to him immediately. Continues the Rambam. Ukvar nichbal hatzivu hazeh ba'mi rabbas. This mitzvah has been repeated many times. V'limaditem v'asisem l'man yilamedun or l'man yilamedun. I'm not sure which way to read it, and the reason I'm not sure which way to read it is because there is no such pasuk. Okay. So you have to say from this is very good. So we're just reading through right now. We haven't said anything. Actually, we did, but we haven't said a lot. We'll go back. So after looking and looking, I went through every pasuk in Chumash that has the word limud in it to find such a pasuk or a phrasing of a pasuk or two of these pasukim, and I couldn't find it. And then because there is a pasuk that says laman yilmedu, but not laman yilmedun with the nun as the Rambam has it, and there's laman yilmedu that's benehem yilmedun in Bas Hanan, but it's not laman yilmedun, and limadetem ba'asisam. Can't find such a pasuk. Believe it or not, it sounds very familiar, but if you look through, I went through Chumash, can't find it. So finally, after I probably spent over an hour trying to track this down, and I Googled English translation, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot, okay? Because, by the way, I'm going crazy because there's nobody out there who says anything that I can find on Sefer HaMitzvot. Whatever I'm doing over here is totally on my own. I mean, like, I don't have any help, I don't have any kashas that I can answer, nothing. It's crazy. But I googled English translation, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot, and I got a Chabad website that translates all of the Sefer HaMitzvot and footnotes them, and for this, he shows it's four different psukim. And it makes sense. The Rambam is saying, "Farnichbal hatzivui hazeh," this mitzvah is repeated palmim rabbos many times. And now he's going, "Limadatem," that's one. "Va'asisam," that's two. "Laman yomadun," I don't know about that. I don't know exactly what to do. There he says, indeed, it's from, he footnotes the pasuk in Vayelech, and there is "Laman yomadun." It's not "Laman yomadun." There's no word with the nun at the end that I know of, and he himself footnotes a pasuk that doesn't have the nun at the end. Okay, so I don't know what to do with that. There is a word yilamedun in the. What's that?
I mean, if he says where the pasuk is and it's really close, he, couldn't you just chalk it up to, like, you know,
a mistake?
Yeah.
Like, well, first of all, the footnote about what says Parshas Vayelech over here, that's just the printer. That's not the Rambam. That's not the Rambam's parentheses. Yeah. That's the printer put that in. All these things like this. Like a later on, you'll see Parshas Vahayim Shemo, they, well, the hey, Aleph.
No, we do know that the Rambam quoted from a Belpe.
Yes.
So and could be that what
really?
he wrote Ilmedun instead of Ilmedun.
It's hard to believe that the Rambam did not know a pasuk clearly.
I'm not saying that he did not know, but it could be that when he was writing, he came out with the nun instead of.
Okay. I got shit to say. Could be. Okay. I hear. Okay. Anyway, there is no combination of the words Laman Yilmedun anywhere or Yilmedun anywhere in the Torah. But the Rambam is trying to demonstrate that the Torah talks about Talmud Torah many times. So we understand that he's putting together different sukkim. There should be a comma between the Limadatem and Va'asisam, even if there is a comma after Va'asisam and not after Limadatem, but those two words don't go together. And the Limadatem is the pasuk of the Limadatem Asamas B'neichem at the end of the Hayayim Shamoah, the second paragraph of Shema. Va'asisam is in, of all places, is in Bamidbar. And where is it, by the way? Anybody want to guess? Where does it say Va'asisa? It's so funny. It took me a long time. Where does it say Va'asisa?
In
Tzitzis,
right?
Yeah. Right. Right. It doesn't say anything about learning Torah. It says Laman Tizgu Va'asisa. Right? Shlach is his question. Yeah. Anyway, so these are for at least three psukim, maybe four. Okay? Probably three. Alright. The zero is the encouragement, more than encouragement. What's the word when somebody intensely urges? There's a word in English that zeros. When somebody intensely urges, not just encouragement at all. So the zeros, the intense admonition almost about this mitzvah and immersion in it is spread out from Kamas Harim Natav in many places in Shas. Okay. Then he goes on and says, "Menashim." This is typical of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. "Menashim ain chayavus ba me'amru ba." The women are not obligated in it from the fact that it says in Parshas Vahayal Im Shemo. That's what the Hey Aleph Shin is. In the second paragraph of Shema, it says, "V'limaydatem asam esbeneichem, you shall teach them to your children." V'amru, and they said, "Beneichem alo beneiseichem, v'midayik, your sons, not your daughters." K'moshi yisbar b'gemara kedushin, just like the Gemara's kedushin explains. Fine. Let's go back. Let's go back and be medayik in this Rama, in this whole thing. First of all,
okay.
Yeah.
So can I just ask a question on that last one?
Yeah.
So yes. From the part. Right, he's trying to say that women are achayv in Talmud Torah. But from here you see that you're not obligated to teach your daughter. Where do you see that women are not achayv to learn it? In other words, his makor is on the teaching side.
So the Rambam says, in the Yad, the Rambam says, and whoever is not obligated to teach is not obligated to learn. Right, the Rambam says in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvot, at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Yad. So he's not, the Rambam is not trying to be thorough here, he's just trying to give you the, yeah. Okay.
Also from the beginning it says, in the positive Shemazim of Nefesh, which not only to teach, and that's a proof that there's a mitzvah to learn and to teach. It says that 12. She says, "One will know who will answer." Will is a proof for teaching. So you see that the fact that it's proof for teaching, it must also
be to learn. Also. So, all right, we'll go back to that. Let's go back. What's that? I didn't hear that.
Well, maybe we can be Akasha on that also.
Right. Exactly. So we'll take a look at that. Before we get to that, let's just get the proper phrasing here of all the Rambams. So, you know, there's the Sefer HaMitzvos, that's what we're learning right now. Then there's the Mitzvos Katzer, which is the Rambam in his index to the Yad HaZaka. So when he indexes it, he lists all the Mitzvos. So over here, so here he has
the Rambam wrote that index.
It's
not just the printer.
No.
It's only two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Where are we here?
We show no real matter. Shmini Chabed and the Lamdei Havi Yodeh.
Yeah. So where are you over there? Yeah, that's that. And then over here he has. And the list over here in this short minyan of mitzvahs, so he has over here Lilmo Torah Ulalamda. I don't mean in the organizing index over here. That's the Rambam himself. I mean that's the Rambam's headings for the Yad. But here in his, he has a very quick list. So here he writes Lilmo Torah Ulalamda, to learn Torah and teach it. Shenemar, as it says, v'shinanta l'manach. Okay. And then in the Rambam, in the Yad itself, in the opening of Hilchos Talmud Torah, he just says Lilmo Torah, right? So, first of all, I remember my Shrer, and I checked the tape just today, when he opened up with Hilchos Talmud Torah, he made mention of the fact that in the Yad he only says Lilmo Torah, and elsewhere he says Lilmo Torah Ulalamda, and he held that that's typical. This is what he said, he says there are a lot of things, but since the Rambam in the Yad, I mentioned this in another context, since the Rambam in the Yad is going to be relying on the details of all the halachas, he's not interested in giving you a definitive presentation of the mitzvah at the opening of his thing, because he's going to get into all the details. But when he's in a separate chibur, so to speak, listing you the mitzvahs, there he goes into more detail. So here in the short one, he says, Lomad l'lamay, l'lamda. And the one we just looked at, he says also, Lomad, we have in the Frankel version, Lomad chachmas hatara l'lamda. All right, so let's go through this again and be medayik in some of these things. So, first of all, what would be the difference between the text that everybody had until Frankel came out with his Rambam, in which the Rambam says in this mitzvah, he should see one a little more Torah. There, to learn Torah ulalamda, and to teach it. And our text is, he should see one a little more chachmas ha-Torah ulalamda. Right? What would be the difference between the two?
I would think that Chachma would almost exclude saying, oh, you don't have to have das. You just know it. You just have chachma. That's good enough for this mitzvah. But if you just say learn Torah, I would think, oh, you have to integrate it also. You have to really learn it at a deeper level.
So you would say Lilmud Torah is more of a profound level of knowledge than Lilmud Chachma Torah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd say the obvious. Chachma Torah is it's not just Lilmud Torah. It's just like, okay, you might just think that that says, you know, just maybe more, you know, Tanakh and basic Torah about that, but the Chachmas Torah, the entire knowledge of the Torah, it's more of a vague esoteric term, so I would say they go deeper, as opposed to just Lulamalam and Shnikot HaMatara, just know it very well, just know the shot.
Now, based on what we said on Shavuos, Torah is finite, correct? It's according to the Rambam. It's a set accomplishable.
Rambam holds it as a measurable.
It's a measurable finite. That would Lachora, even Chachmas HaTorah.
It doesn't mean it's not deep. It means
I understand, but you can complete it.
Yeah.
So by Chachmas HaTorah wouldn't necessarily be something different than that. I mean, see the Rambam's own Shita, Chachmas HaTorah would also have a set, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Is this? I mean, we're talking about the same mitzvah that we were speaking about on Shavuos.
Well, put it this way: let's assume there's a thing called Chachmas HaTorah in its completion. If I understand Chachma of the mitzvah of Mezuzah, and I know that well, Do I know Chachmas HaTorah? Would I be Mekayim Lumad Chachmas HaTorah Ulalanda if I only knew Mezuzah and I knew it well?
No, you would know Chachmah of the Mezuzah.
Well, I would know Chachmah of the Torah regarding Mezuzah.
Yeah, but you would not know the Chachmah of the entire Torah. Mashenkin, the Rambam, says that if you learn Mishneh Torah, that includes everything. So maybe this is what he means.
Yeah,
that by learning Mishneh Torah, you are basically covering everything, A to Z.
Except that here, he's not writing his introduction to his book. What I'm saying
I'm saying
here he's trying to define a behavior, and he's saying, Lilmud Chachmas HaTorah. So what behavior would be considered fulfilling learning the Chachma of the Torah? It would seem to me, I don't have a right of this, that if he says Lilmud Torah, he means be involved in the act of studying, and studying would be studying to understand, because reading Torah wouldn't be learning, right? Learning would be by definition a process of absorbing information. But if you said Lomad Torah, it's absorbing information about the Torah. If you're saying Lomad Chachmas HaTorah, that's already not necessarily deeper, but it's no longer a text-based thing. It's no longer a fact-based thing. It's really that the Torah wants that the mitzvah is to absorb the chachma of it. I'm thinking of the term zaken, which the Gemara says means zeh shekana chachma. It's interesting that Chazal used the word acquiring for chachma, not misha lamad chachma, but misha kana chachma. Chachma is something acquired, right? So lomad chachma satorah would be to get like not necessarily the text of it or the facts of it, but to actually absorb the wisdom of it, which is right. It's already a question of like absorbing, right? So, or it would be a question of acquiring. And as we'll see in a minute, even if we don't say it here, we're going to see that the Rambam understands that teaching is that which you know, right? And that which you don't know, you have no obligation to teach. Right? We will see that in the Yad, and we can even see it here in a minute, I think. So I'm saying that I think that Chachmas HaTorah is very consistent with the idea that a person has to master what it is that is going to be teaching. So therefore, it's not just to learn Torah and teach it, but it's to learn Torah that he absorbs and masters and teach that. Right, not learn Torah and teach it, but learn Chachmas HaTorah, meaning get to a certain level of acquisition. This is a svar. This is a very delicate thing, this languaging of the Rambam.
Why doesn't the Rambam use the lashon Chachma in the Yad?
He does.
Chachmas HaTorah.
When the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of
it's
interesting. When he talks about the mitzvah of teaching other people, which is evidently what he's talking about here, Lomad Ulalanda, he says, Kol Chacham v'Chacham Yisrael, right? Which is a difficult thing to understand, because where do you find an mitzvah in the Torah that applies to a certain level of knowledge, right? Over here, all of a sudden, you have to be a chacham in order to be chayav to obligate. There's a mitzvah of every chacham, and if you're not a chacham, there's no mitzvah, right? So I think it's part and parcel of the same issue, that the Rambam is telling us that the mitzvah of teaching applies when somebody has mastered what he would be teaching. But if he hasn't mastered what he's teaching, he hasn't acquired it, then he doesn't have a mitzvah of teaching.
Yeah, so maybe someone who's knowledgeable in Torah is not called a Talmud Islamic Batorah.
But you don't believe it. It's not right. Torah begayim they don't have. But chachma seems to be like the idea of like almost like a system, understanding the philosophy or what's like the logic behind it. Like that's the way it's like the fundamentals of it.
Or worldview.
But I was thinking, like even, let's say even like even the system, because you know, people say Gemara, they don't the system doesn't really make sense. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's saying you have to grasp that system. You have to get a grasp of that chachmas, that system that.
Mm-hmm. You mean the particular unique approach?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, no one. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
All right, so listen, it's worthy of note. Let's move on and see something here. So the Rambam says, this, what I just told you, learning Chachmas Torah Ulalanda in Shenikra Talmud Torah. All right, so let's just think. The Rambam just said that the mitzvah is to learn Chachmas Torah Ulalanda. Whatever Chachmas Torah is, but it's a mitzvah to learn that and to teach it. If a person learns that and doesn't teach it, has he done the mitzvah? Just asking, I'm not asking what we feel, I'm not asking what we think should be, I'm asking if this is the only thing I know about life, right here, the Rambam says, this 11th mitzvah is to learn Chachmas HaTorah Ulalamda. So, and that's what's called Talmud Torah. So, go do Talmud Torah. So, guy says, I learned 40 years, I know everything. Did you teach it? No. Did he do the mitzvah? L'charanat. He said that the mitzvah is to learn it and teach it. Right? I'm not asking, again, I'm not asking what we think ought to be. I'm not asking if we're, I'm not asking hashkafa. I'm not asking if we think we should do outreach. I'm not asking anything about what we believe about life. I'm asking, reading the Rambam, L'chara, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is to learn something called Chachmas Torah and teach it. And that's called Talmud Torah.
Is this lafukei something else?
I think it's lafukei lomer Chachmas Torah, period. Or Lamed Torah, period.
You can't be cannot be teaching if you don't learn.
Well, theoretically you could. You could actually cause it to be taught.
We all have two separate mitzvahs. You could pay someone to teach it, right? Even if you don't know.
Yeah,
it.
Right. Okay.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, you could. He's including both, but you could theoretically say that they're two different things.
You could
learn out too.
Here's what's interesting. Go ahead.
Could it be considered that teaching it is just doing it, like serving it as a representation of how it should be? So by leading or teaching by example.
I mean, he would have to say a little bit more to get me there. I mean, if he said more, I wouldn't object to this term including that. But if he doesn't say more, teaching by example doesn't come out of the word Olanda. I'm going to have to teach him. Yeah.
Every time I learn, I learn the Chachmas Priestess. I'm teaching it for myself.
What do you mean? If you're learning it.
Imagine when I learn something I never learned before, am I teaching it to myself?
But why do you need two words to
That's
describe that action?
Am I teaching it to myself? I'm learning a new paragraph. I never learned. Am I teaching it to myself?
I'm
not teaching it to myself.
What's that?
That's called
Rabbi Howard. I'm just asking you internally in the Rambam. If he holds that learning Torah is teaching it to myself, then why would he use two verbs?
Because let's say I could take a Torah poem or put a chip in my head that has a poem in it. So now it's learned. But I have a Torah for myself.
So you're saying that the Rambam is telling you that you have to learn it, and also go through the action of teaching it to yourself when you learn it.
You can teach others too, but you also will.
As opposed to having someone teach you, where you're only learning and you're not teaching it to yourself.
Okay, is that reasonable?
Well, it's just like the person who only learns a portion doesn't learn everything, right? Someone only learns a piece, not all.
Yeah. Right.
So you haven't fulfilled this man in its entirety.
Well, maybe he has. Maybe he has.
So the person who doesn't say the person who learns on his own everything but doesn't teach it. So he's got a component. He has done a component. He hasn't done. And the person who learns a portion and teaches a portion also has done some of it.
All right.
So Nachanami, you don't do the whole mitzvah. If you don't teach, you don't get it all.
Good. Okay.
But other people also don't.
But what is the whole mitzvah?
I don't know about all.
I could hear all could be tolerated here. I don't know that, right? From these words, I just know Lilma Chachmas Torah. I do know that if there's Chachmas Torah that I don't know and I learn it, I'm certainly doing what I should be doing, because why would I leave Chachmas Torah?
So
but it could be if I'm learning a piece of Chachmas Torah, it could be that that's also Lilma Chachmas Torah.
Right? Is it even possible to not teach anything?
I mean, if you're going around just through your daily business, no one will ever in your entire life ask you any question about Torah.
Right.
This doesn't seem possible.
Well, yeah, you're on an island, and right across the island, 300 yards away in the Canaans, is a Jewish community that you're learning here, and they can't see you, and they have a telescopic view of you, and you're observing fully, and you're not teaching in any way. And they,
so maybe right. What I'm saying is maybe it's a guy...
You're obligated to swim across so you can fulfill the mitzvah of the Lambda.
Maybe it's a way of saying that if you know it and someone asks you, you shouldn't be trying to hide it and hoard it necessarily.
Yeah.
It's in the course of life, you're teaching...
But he's saying that who should nikra Talmud Torah? This is what's called Talmud Torah. You should see Vana Lalama, Lil Lambda. I'm just saying, it seems to me that if any of these other approaches, the Rambam would have to be a little clearer. When he says he commands us to do this, and that's what's called Talmud Torah, and then he tells you one pasuk, Vehu Amru, and that's what they say, what he, God says, Veshinantam Levanecha, right? Which is teach that to your Talmidim, which he's going to tell you.
Which implies, one, the teaching is to others, at least I would say teaching is to others from that pasuk. Veshinantam also, as I recall, is from when Karen the Gemara's out in Kedushin, but over there. Yeah, I'm trying to remember if it said, if you're asked a question by, like,
he quotes a chorus.
Right, right, no, I understand, but I'm trying to remember if it's, you have to teach them so well that they're not Megamgam, or you know so well that you're not Megamgam.
Only you, that you're not Megamgam.
Okay, so then that implies both things. One of the Levanecha is to other people, and the Shinantam is, it's really in your mouth. It's
let's go on.
That's how sharp, that's how well you have to know it, and that's all you have to teach it. Or
right.
You have to get involved teach it, because that's what the devil
right, so let's, okay, good, 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 good. So listen, the Rambam asserts a thing called Lilma Chasuzatav Ulalanda. Whatever that is, it's all from this pasuk of Shinantam Levanecha. There are no two places that tell you teach and learn. There's a place called Vehu Amro. This is what Hashem means when he says Shinantam Levanecha. That is the source for what I just told you is the mitzvah Lilmod Ulalanda. Learn it and teach it, right? So Shinantam Levanecha. So now the Rambam amplifies, he's going to have to support himself. Where do you get from Shinantam Levanecha that you're supposed to learn? There's not a mention there about learning. Says the Rambam, Lashon Sifri, Levanecha, Elo Tamidecha. This means you're Tamidim. And you find that the word Vanecha means Tamidim. Visham Namar, I'm skipping ahead. Visham Namar, and there in Sifri it says Vishinantam. What is the Rambam doing telling me a nice pshetel in what, how, what kind of learning? We know Shinun means learning. Without any Sifri, I know Vishinantam means, you shall learn it to your children or teach it to your children. And he goes on and he says, that should be sharp in your mouth. When a person asks you, you should not stammer, but say it to him immediately. Why is that a Rambam that should be quoted in a short summary of the essence of a mitzvah? So I think it's exactly what you're saying. That the Rambam is saying, do you know how I know that you're supposed to learn Torah and teach it? And learn Chachmas HaTorah? Because the Torah says Vishinantam, which means you have to know it so well that you respond immediately when asked. Not know it so well that when you think of it, you're clear in your head and you know it yourself. But you have to be able to engage in an immediate response to one who asks you a question because he doesn't know, and you should be capable of knowing it so well that when you answer, you are now telling him the Torah. So therefore, I now know that this pasuk is telling you do something with Talmidim, and that something is to respond to them with such sharpness and clarity that you're not megamgam. That means you have to learn it. And learn it, not just learn it, but learn Chachmas HaTorah, which would be the clarity, the essence, the fullness of the Torah, which I get from the Shinantam. So the Rambam is literally proving every assertion that he made here by bringing the Sifri, both ends of it, the Banecha meaning Tamidim, and the Shinantam, what level of knowing is that so much, otherwise, who needs this Pshetel here? So the Rambam is bringing this to support the whole idea. You have to, the Shinantam, know it so well that you're going to respond to others with clarity without any gingum, because, and it's not that the measure of how well you've learned is that you're going to respond to others, because the Torah, the Sifri could have used a different way of explaining clarity. Could have just said that if you wake up in the middle of the night, you know it, or what, I don't know what it would have said, right? The reason it says this, the Rambam is saying, is because the measure of the value of your learning is your ability to give it over. That's why the Sifri says, Kish Adam Shoal Chadavar, Moshe Megamgen Bo. So therefore, how do I want you to learn in a way that when you're asked, you can answer? So that's, the Rambam is getting more than just a measure of knowledge. The Rambam is getting a measure of the essence of the mitzvah. Learn in a way that you can give it over. Therefore, the Shinantam itself says, know how to answer, and Levanecha says, you have to give this to Tamidim. So from the two words there, the Rambam gets the whole assertion, Sivana Lilman Chachma Sator, if you want to leave it out, Chachma Sator, I'll be happy. But when you have it in, I think it's even more beautiful. The Shinantam, that's a level of total acquisition of knowledge based on the way the Sifri interprets Vishinantam, Chidud, and Vanecha is Tamidim. Okay. So, I would suggest, therefore, that the Rambam is telling you that there's not two parts of the mitzvah. Let me make an interesting point here. There's another mitzvah in Eichos Talmud Torah. Besides the mitzvah Lilmud Ulamed, right? The other mitzvah is
Chaved
Molodeh V'yodeha, right? Very interesting. A lot of the Achronim go to town on this question.
He leaves it out of him.
What's that?
He doesn't mention anything about
it. No, that's another mitzvah.
It is. He has it separate.
It's a separate mitzvah. Yeah. And he lists it as L'chaved Melamdeha V'yodeha, right? Which means that besides the ones who are teaching you...
Aren't you there?
No, he means in Melamed me, so therefore I have to be Mechaved you, and there's people who won't teach me a thing, but they know it, right? So I have to Mechaved them also. So it's two different aspects. Vahadat Pnei Zaken is besides somebody who, maybe somebody who never taught me ever a word, but he knows, right? So the Achronim ask, why does the Rambam bifurcate in discussing Melamdeha, V'yodeha? Why doesn't he just have it as one mitzvah, of one aspect, like one L'chaved Yodeha, and that'll include somebody who teaches you, one L'lamdeha, V'yodeha, as opposed to over here where he's saying L'lmod U'lalamed, right? The Rambam is happy while he says in the Yad, L'lmod Torah, period, there he insists on saying L'lamdeha, V'yodeha, and he doesn't insist on saying L'lamda, Lilmod Ulalanda, right? The same Rambam who's happy with one word for Limud that evidently covers everything goes and finds it necessary to use two words to talk about that aspect of the mitzvah of those who teach and those who know, right? So they talk and they have all kinds of Torah, could be beautiful Torah, could be the truth, but I think that that they may be missing the point. The point is, the Rambam doesn't hold there's two aspects of the Talmud Torah. He doesn't hold that there's two things you should be doing. You should be learning it, and also you should be teaching it. The Rambam holds you should be learning it in a way that is teachable. That is, you should be learning it to teach, and the point of the learning is the teaching. The point of learning is the teaching. I'm not getting into Hashkav. I'm trying to stay purely...
Just to answer the question, though. So let's say you're on the desert island, and you're learning it in a way that if someone would come along, then you'd be able to teach it to them, and no one happens to come along.
Yeah, I think in order to fulfill the mitzvah fully, you have to go and find a Jew and teach it.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.